Let's continue in worship.
让我们继续敬拜。
As we read from John chapter 15.
让我们开始来研读约翰福音第十五章。
Read the first eight verses in English and then in Chinese.
前面八节我们读英文，接下来我们要读中文。
Can we rise again?
我们一起站立，我们来读神的话语。
I have the clicker. Sorry. Let's read together. Verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you.As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered.Thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
中文，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we love to come together and worship you.
父神，我们聚集在一起，我们是如此的喜悦。
Thank you that you make clear you inhabit the praises of your people.
谢谢你让我们明白，我们你喜悦我们来敬拜你。
Who are we that we could bless you so?
主啊，我们是谁？我们竟然能够在这里能够颂扬你？
We are your redeemed. We believe in your love and your salvation.
我们是被你所救赎的，我们相信你的救赎。
Lord, we want to walk according to your word. We pray you would give us understanding.
我们要在你的话语当中行走。
We want to abide in you.
我们要在你的里面。
Lord, speak to us through your word. We pray.
父神，用你的灵来对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
We all love to create things.
我们都很喜欢创造事物。
My wife loves to work in the kitchen and create wonderful meals.
我太太喜欢在厨房里面煮很好的饭食。
Brother Qing Zhong here loves to create computer programs.
庆宗弟兄很会设计编程。
Brother Li Feng loves to create chemical stuff, organic stuff.
立峰弟兄很喜欢制造有机化学产品
including his children.
包括他可爱的小孩。
Pastor Chu loves to put together great ministry teams.
朱牧师可以喜欢来团结一个团队服事的团队。
Whether it's building teams or businesses or rockets, we love to create. It gives us joy.
不管是建造企业、建造团队、建造火箭，我们都喜欢有创造力。
The reason we like to work creatively is that we were created in the image of the Creator.
我们有创造力的原因是因为我们身上有创造者的形象。
He put Adam and Eve in the garden and said, "Be fruitful and multiply."
他将亚当跟夏娃安置在伊甸园中，说你们要生养众多，遍满全地。
Similarly, Jesus told his disciples, "Go and be fruitful and multiply and make disciples of all the nations."
很类似的，耶稣基督也对门徒说，要结果百倍，在万民中做门徒。
By contrast, all the evil in the world is entirely parasitical.
对比来说，黑暗的世界都像是寄生虫一样，都是依附在某件事之上。
Satan and his minions never create anything.
撒旦和他的手下从来没有创造、生养任何东西。
They kill and steal and destroy.
他们偷窃、杀害并且毁坏。
They don't even say anything. They just twist and manipulate the truth.
他们总是来操弄、曲解事实。
Jesus makes it clear here in this passage.
耶稣很清楚地这样说。
He wants his people to be fruitful.
他希望他的门徒结果百倍。
I am the vine, my father is the vine dresser. Any vine that doesn't bear fruit, he cuts it off.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡不结果子的枝子，我就剪去。
And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes it, that it could bear more fruit.
但是如果你是结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果更多。
Now in this passage, Jesus is walking.With his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane.
这段经文的背景是，耶稣他是在客西马尼园当中行走。
They've just had the Lord's Supper.
他们刚刚吃完最后的晚餐。
He's going to be arrested soon.
他不久就要被逮捕。
You can imagine them walking to the Mount of Olives.
你可以想象他与门徒一起走上橄榄山。
And perhaps they pass a vineyard.
他们可能。经过了一个葡萄园
and he points to the vines.
他指向这个葡萄
says, "I want you to be fruitful."
然后对他们说，我希望你们多结果子。
So let's consider what this means.
我们来想想这是什么意思。
What kind of fruit are you and I, are his, is his church to bear?
我们在他的教会当中，我们结出了什么果子？
Well, the first fruit we want to talk about that we want to bear, is the fruit of the Spirit.
第一个果子我们讲的是圣灵的果子。
Rooted in Christ, we bear the fruit of His Spirit.
在主里深深的扎根，结出圣灵的果子。
I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Now roots are below the ground. You can't see them. They're in secret.
根在土地的下面，它是在隐秘处，你不容易看到。
They're the invisible secret part of any tree or vine or plant.
它是所有植物的隐秘生长的地方。
In like fashion, any true Christian must have a secret life.
也因此，所有的基督徒，他在隐秘处必定有与主相连的地方。
That we have a personal walk with Christ in private.
我们跟主有一个隐秘相交、与主同行之处。
We meditate in secret, we pray in secret, we abide in secret.
我们在隐秘处默想，我们在隐秘处祷告，我们在隐秘处连结。
And as we abide in Him, His personality, His Spirit will abide in us.
当我们在他的里面，主耶稣基督的灵就会在我们的里面。
That he is in us and he is bearing fruit through us.
他就在我们的里面，也因此我们就能够结主耶稣的果子。
Now the fruit of the Spirit, his personality is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So we can know we are abiding in Christ if we have a secret life and if we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
怎么知道我们就在主的里面呢？如果我们在隐秘处，我们结出了圣灵的果子。
This past year, we suffered a great deal of hardship due to COVID.
在过去，因为疫情的关系，我们都承受了许多的苦难。
But you and I determined to do whatever we could to continue worshiping God.
但是我们决心无论如何务要敬拜神。
We didn't blame God for the difficulties and the trials.
我们不怪神有什么样的苦难加给我们。
Instead, we came to him and prayed that he would give us strength to endure.
反过来我们来向神来祷告求神赐给我们忍耐与力量。
When things are going well, it's easy to say the joy of the Lord is my strength.
当事情很顺利的时候很容易都说主耶和华在主里面的喜乐就是我的力量。
But when we go through great trials,It has much greater power to say the joy of the Lord is my strength.
但是当我们在苦难之中，如果你还说这句话，那是更深入的看见。
God will use the fruit of that spirit to encourage and bless and bring hope to others.
神用圣灵所结的果子，使我们能够互相的勉励，使我们互相鼓励。
Several of our brothers and sisters lost jobs in this past year and faced great financial crises.
在过去一年有一些弟兄姐妹可能失去了工作在财务上拮据有困难
But they prayed and endured and said the joy of the Lord is my strength
但是他们祷告他们坚持他们说在主里面的喜乐是我的力量
Our youth endured months of isolation and loneliness
我们的青少年忍受了长期的隔绝与孤独
They bore the fruit of patience and kindness and goodness. Now our Friday night fellowship is strong.
透过圣灵所结的果子，忍耐、恩慈、良善，我们的青少年团契越来越强。
We have strong fellowships on three of the high school campuses.
我们在三个高中的校园里面有好的团契。
So how do you bear this fruit?
你怎么样能够结这个果子呢？
You just grit your teeth. You just clench your fist, grit your teeth, say, "Peace, I'm gonna have peace."
怎么样能够结果子呢？是不是很用力、很努力，握紧拳头，咬紧牙根说，我要平安，我要平安
？No,
不是的。
We don't necessarily try to be more peaceful, more joyful.
我们不是用自己的努力使我们得着平安。
Instead, we try to walk with Jesus.
而是与耶稣基督同行，你就得到人所不能给的平安。
We walk with him, we talk to him, we listen to his word.
我们与主同行，我们与他对话，我们听他对我们所说的训诫。
And then the fruit will come naturally over time.
果子自然就会结出来。
After many months of a plant sticking its roots down in the ground, sunshine, the fruit will come.
就好像植物一样，多年你在下面生根，总有一天太阳出来的时候，你会向上增长。
We get on our knees, we pray out loud. If that's what it takes to stay focused, we bring our requests before God.
我们聚集在一起，我们向主屈膝，我们向主来祈求。
Then we say, "Not my will, but your will be done."
然后我们说，不要照我的意思，乃是照天父上帝的意思。
It's the way Jesus himself prayed.
这就是耶稣他自己的祷告。
In within half an hour of this time, he's going to be on his knees pleading with his father, "Take this cup from me."
在过大概半小时的时间，他就跪在地上向父神祈求，说：“主啊，愿你将这杯挪去。”
Not my will, but yours be done.
但是他说：“不要照我的意思，乃是照天父上帝的意思。”
And his life bore tremendous fruit.
然后耶稣基督他自己做我们榜样他的生命结出了各样的果子
So if we are rooted in Christ in the secret place He can bear fruit through us
所以如果我们在耶稣基督扎根在神的隐秘处我们就可以结出圣灵的果子
But he won't just use us to show love and joy to the world He'll also use us to make disciples
但是他不只用我们来向世界展现在神里面的喜乐，同时他也使用我们来建造门徒。
So first we're rooted in Christ, and then we want to be faithful in love, so we can bear the fruit of disciples.
所以第一点我们谈到是要在主里扎根，结出圣灵的果子。第二，我们就要讲到在爱里要长存信心，结出门徒的果子。
You and I, we cannot grow closer to Jesus.Unless we also grow closer to His people,
你跟我之间都不能很跟耶稣很亲近，除非你靠近他的羊群。
If we love God, we will love His people.
如果你爱神的话，你一定爱神所赐给你的人。
You can't be a Christian without the church any more than you can be a soccer player without a soccer team.
就像一个基督徒没有教会，就像是一个橄榄队队员，他没有办法，他没有任何的橄榄球队跟他在一起。
You can't be a loving person without other people to love.
你不可以说你是一个很爱人的人，然后你没有爱过任何人，没有人爱。
And people are very hard to love sometimes.
有些人实在是非常不可爱，很难爱。
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并要叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的。
So our roots, our secret life are in Jesus.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面，我们有隐秘的根基。
And then above the ground, our public life is with his church.
在土的上面就是我们公开的生活，是教会的生活。
Did you see the t-shirts that the worship team are wearing?
你有没有看到刚才敬拜团队他们所穿的 t-shirt?
Naaman and I have them too.
我们里面有穿。
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
you didn't tell me.
I'm sorry. It's very tight. It's only a medium. The shirt actually, it has WHCC on it, and below that it has KCC, their first church plant, KCC on it.
在这个 T-shirt 上面，你等一下注意看，上面有WHCC, 西区教会，然后接下来是 Katy, 凯蒂教会。
We are another branch of that vine.
然后我们是从这一个葡萄树上面我们所结的另外一个枝子，北区教会。
WHCC was planted by HCC about 30 years ago.
如果你往上溯的话，三十年前西区教会是被HCC 所建造的。
And prior to that, CBC Chinese Baptist Church helped Houston Chinese Church to get started.
如果你看这里的华人历史，HCC 也是被第一间华人教会休斯顿华人浸信会所协助所建造的。
Making disciples, bearing fruit.
建造门徒，结果百倍。
Loving the brothers, that's what we want to continue to do.
我们希望一直这样做。
Have you ever seen a soccer team or a basketball team that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger?
你有看过一种球队，它是无限的扩张？
Of course not.
没有这种球队。
They start new teams.
它会马上形成一队新队，分出来。
Maybe God can use us to plant a church up in Huntsville.
或许上帝就可以使用我们从这边分出来，在 Huntsville 职堂
，or down in Spring，
或者是在春城职堂
，or we can send some teams to serve the churches and we've talked about Africa or Vietnam，
甚至离开这里，我们到非洲，到越南。
By this is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit。
所以主耶稣基督，我们天父上帝得着荣耀。
Others have lovingly poured。Their word, His word into us, and we want to do the same.
想想我们自己的信仰生活，是有人将他在他里面将神的话语浇灌给我们，使我们得着福音。
And it's more than just studying His word; it's more than memorizing it. The Pharisees could do that.
对于圣经的认识，不只是了解、学习、记忆，因为法利赛人也做得到。
It's about it going deep and learning to walk according to it.
而是这些话语在你的心里面深深的扎根，使我们与主同行。
We're not interested in outward appearance. We're interested in life transformation.
在乎的不是外表的行为，乃是在乎你的内心有没有得着改变。
You desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden place, you will make me know wisdom.
大卫说：“你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得着智慧。”
Now, teaching others about God's word, it starts with our own testimony.
你自己有见证，你才有办法向别人教导圣经的话语。
Last month we finished the book of Judges.
在上个月我们完成了四世纪的研读。
And you remember in the book of Judges, things kept getting worse and worse and worse until they ended in absolute depravity and disaster.
你记得四世纪的故事就是向下螺旋，越来越糟，到最后到无可救药的境界。
How did that cycle of disaster start?
怎么开始的？
It started with the parents not testifying.
因为当时那时候的父母，他不向他的儿女来教导，来做见证。
They were letting their children think that the strength they had, the blessings they had, were because of them.
他们让误导了孩子们，让他们以为说，他们现在有的能力是因为自己的缘故。
Oh, my health and my strength, I don't want to take the credit for it.
不对的，我的力量，我的健康，我的智慧，我都不能说那是由我来拥有的。
Because of God's grace and mercy in my life.
其实是因为上帝给我们的恩典跟对我们的爱。
We were helpless slaves and God came and rescued us.
我们曾经是无可救药，没有办法逃脱的奴隶。而主耶稣基督拯救了我们。
Discipleship starts with us making that very clear to our children.
建造门徒从你家开始，从你的小孩开始，要向他们讲得清楚明白。
In Exodus 13 and again in Deuteronomy 6, when your son asks you, what's the meaning of these laws?
当出埃及记十三章以及在利未记中谈到生命记中谈到，当你的小孩子问你说怎么开始的
？In the future, when your son asks you this,
他说，当你的孩子在问到你的时候
，You tell him we were slaves, we were helpless.
你告诉他们说，我曾经是在为奴之家，我曾经是奴隶，我们无可挽救自己。
God rescued us.
但上帝拯救我们家。
Social distancing, the youth are in room 106, 108 this morning.
因为要保持社交距离，所以青少年都在106教室。
Be sure that they hear that testimony from you.
要让你的孩子听到你自己的信仰见证。
All that's good, all that's healthy, all that's strong in my life, it's because of God.
你生命当中一切的祝福都是源自于神。
Hebrews 11 talks about the cloud of witnesses testifying to God's salvation.
希伯来书十一章讲到云彩般的见证人来见证神的拯救。
And we're to join that cloud of witnesses.
我们要加入这云彩般的见证人。
In fact, this month we're going to start bringing parents one by one to our youth Sunday school.
在这个月开始，我们计划要将家长能够带到青少年的面前来向他们做见证。
We're going to start bringing you one by one simply to share your story of God's salvation in your life.
分享你生命得救的故事，为这些小朋友们、孩子们。
In fact, some of you might have already gotten the letter titled Invitation to Join the Cloud of Witnesses.
或许有些人已经收到邀请信说邀请你来做云彩般的见证人。
If you haven't gotten it, you'll get it soon.
如果你还没收到，很快你就会收到了。
Actually, we'll have a very brief meeting, less than 10 minutes next week after church.
下周我们会有小于十分钟的短短的开会，我们来讨论这件事。
We can help you to make your testimony strong.
我们会来一起探讨怎么样可以做出好的见证。
Your story doesn't need to be a made-for-TV movie.
你的故事不要用这个广播等级的、电视等级的。
In fact, sometimes it's the most ordinary story that is more relatable.
其实最平凡的故事里面就能够见证到上帝。
A lot of us, perhaps you've heard of Christopher Yuan, how he was saved in prison after finding out that he was HIV positive.
你有知道一个故事，就是袁佑轩，他是在监狱里面得到拯救，但是在那个同时，他发现他得到了艾滋病。
Perhaps you've also heard the story of Zacchaeus, who was saved after Jesus came over for dinner. Zacchaeus,
就有一位基督徒，
After Jesus came over for dinner, he was saved.
Zacchaeus. Sagai. 他得到拯救，耶稣到他家来。
I'm sorry, I'm speaking freely right now. I didn't give Naaman any warning. Your story be very, very powerful, especially to your children.
你自己对你孩子的见证是最有力量的。
So we will help you write it. We will help you testify.
我们教会要来帮助你怎么样对孩子做见证。
And then from there,
从那里开始
we'll teach you how to obey God's word.
我们会来一起来说怎么样来遵守神的话。
That's the heart of the Great Commission.
这是大使命的核心。
We want to be fruitful, making disciples who know God's salvation and know how to obey Him.
我们希望能够成为结果百倍的门徒，然后知道怎么样来遵守他的话。
First, we're rooted in Christ. In the secret life, we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
第一是在主里扎根，第二是结出圣灵的果子。
And then faithful in love in His church.We bear the fruit of disciples.
第二是在爱里长存信心，结出门徒的果子。
Starting with our own children.
从我们自己的孩子开始。
But then we also want to bear the fruit of winning others to Christ.
同时我们希望能够结出福音的果子。
Bold in making friends, we want to bear the fruit of evangelism.
在友谊中放胆传道，长存勇气，结出福音的果子。
Just as any tree offers its fruit, it wants its fruit to be eaten so that the seed will spread. So we want to bless, we want to serve so that people will taste and see that God is good.
就像任何一棵树，它结出果子，果子是要给人吃了，吃了以后，种子就会往外扩张。
Jesus fed people.
耶稣喂养人。
He healed the sick.
他医治病人。
He came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life.
人子来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，为众人舍命。
And in similar fashion, we want to be out serving in order to win people over.
在同样的情况，类似的，我们也是要这样做。
We don't just want to proclaim His mercy in words; we want to proclaim it in deeds.
我们不只要谈论他的恩典、他的恩慈，同时我们也要有行为，好行为。
We have a compassion team that's done a couple of food drives this past year.
我们有关怀团队，我们做了几次食物的任献捐献。
They also send out cards to the elderly and care packages for students.
我们也对长辈送了一些关怀的卡片，小卡片。
We have a group of sisters going to serve victims of sex trafficking down in Houston.
我们也有一群姐妹为人口贩卖。这个事工哈，来做祷告，来服侍。
There's many other ways we could serve.
我们来服侍人有许多的管道。
There's a crisis pregnancy center, young women who don't feel prepared for motherhood.
也有未婚怀孕的这个紧急救助中心，我们也去城区那边来帮助他们。
You can go serve in prison ministry.
我们也在做监狱的事工。
Listen, Jesus made it clear that He wants us to be shrewd, to be creative in blessing others.
耶稣希望我们能够有勇气、有智慧，能够祝福别人。
He wants us to be bold and shrewd in making friends for the kingdom.
他希望我们要有勇气、有精明，在为着天国的缘故来结交朋友。
You know, one time Jesus told his disciples, "Be wise as serpents, innocent as doves."
你记得有一次耶稣对门徒说，你要像蛇一样的灵巧，像鸽子一样温顺。
And just like he told them to be wise as serpents, he told them to be shrewd, like a businessman.
用蛇这个负面，好像是负面的动物，其实耶稣基督要讲的是像蛇一样的灵巧与精明，有智慧。
In fact, he told a parable about a dishonest corrupt businessman.
有一次他讲了一个很难的比喻，不义的管家。
This man's job was to take care of another man's wealth.
这个管家本来是要去 照管富人主人的财物。
And the man was corrupt, so his boss fired him.
但是这个管家因为犯了错，所以他的老板想要将他解雇。
And then this man was desperate. What am I going to do?
这个人很受压力，不知道要怎么办。
So before he left his job, he took his boss's money to go and cut deals with his boss's clients.
所以他走之前就跟他老板的客户一个一个来交换条件。
So that after he lost his job, he would have some friends who could help him out.
所以当他被解雇离开了以后，他还有一些朋友。
The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness.For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light.
那居然这个主人就夸奖这不义管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事上比较光明之子更加聪明。
And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings.
我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友。因为有一天到钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里面去。
He wants us to be shrewd and bold and creative in winning people.
他要我们在结交朋友这件事情上面做事聪明，要有计划。
Just as you stand before your boss and give an account of what you've done, so also we'll stand before God and give an account.
总有一天，我们要在主的面前来交账。
God, I invited some people over for dinner, and I invited them to church.
然后就好像你在神的面前说：“主啊，我邀请了一些朋友到我家，我也邀请他们来到教会。”
That's good.
这是好的。
I think we can do a lot more.
但是我们可以做得更好。
Let's be shrewd and creative in making friends for the kingdom.
所以我们在友谊上面，我们要能够更加的聪明，能够为天国来扩展。
So, this is the kind of fruit we want to bear.
所以这就是我们想要结出福音的果子。
We bear the fruit of the Spirit, a life of worship.
我们结出圣灵的果子是敬拜的形式。
In good times and bad times, we say the joy of the Lord is my strength.
在困难的时候，在快乐的时候，我们都说在主耶稣基督里面的喜乐是我的力量。
Faithful in love, we bear the fruit of disciples.
在爱中，我们长存信心，我们有门徒的果子。
And then we bear the fruit of evangelism.
然后我们结出福音的果子。
Worship, discipleship, evangelism.
崇拜、敬拜、建造门徒、传扬福音。
These three will weave together like the cords of a strong rope.
这三件事编织在一起，好像一股强大的绳子。
Or perhaps how red, blue, and green light combine to make white light.
就好像三原色合并起来变成白色。
Or perhaps a good diet is protein and carbs and vegetables.
就好像平衡的饮食里面有蛋白质，有蔬菜，有什么？碳水化合物。
We want all three, and we kind of want to keep them in balance.
我们希望能够保持平衡。
If we overemphasize the worship, the singing and the music,
如果我们过度强调敬拜、唱歌。
We might have a lot of energy, but if we don't have good discipleship, good Bible teaching, we'll be kind of shallow.
但是如果我们没有神的话语，我们就变得很肤浅。
A lot of carbohydrates, but not enough protein.
很多碳水，但是没有够的蛋白质。
By contrast, if we do a whole lot of Bible teaching and don't pay much attention to the worship, that won't be healthy either.
对比之下，如果你一直只看神的话，却没有在敬拜上面下功夫，这样也不健康。
Or we might put all of our energy on evangelism and end up with a lot of young Christians.
然后我们，例如说，我们一直拼命的在传福音，我们有很多初信的基督徒。
We might have fun together, but our worship will be a bunch of sermonettes for Christianettes.
但是我们可能一起蛮愉快的，但是我们却是不够深入。
We want to kind of keep these three in balance, keep them strong.
所以我们希望能够三者能够更加的深入，更加的坚固。
But listen carefully. The whole church, we want to keep these three in balance.
在教会里面，我们希望三者坚固。
But we are a body of people, right?
但是如果你广义来看，这个教会是基督的身体。
So for individual Christians, you might be more involved in one of these.
所以你从个人的角度，或许这三者它是有偏向在某一个角度。
Brother Lewis here might spend the majority of his time. He's our new worship deacon. On the worship.
法刚弟兄他是敬拜的执事，所以当然他全心全意在敬拜上面摆上。
Cultivating the life of worship, cultivating the secret life of prayer.
就在思想怎么样敬拜，在隐秘处怎么样的祷告默想。
We'll also, of course, have some time in discipleship and some time in evangelism, but the majority will be in worship.
所以他的主力是会放在敬拜的上面。
That's entirely appropriate.
这是可以的。
Brother Jack here might spend the majority of his time on discipleship, on teaching God's word.
天杰长老可能用尽他许多的时间来建造门徒，来教导神的话语。
I don't know how good his voice is, if he can sing well. I don't know.
但是我不晓得他歌声怎么样。
You will feel called to spend more of your time in one of these than another. Might have a very outgoing person who loves to make friends, who's just gifted by God for evangelism.
所以你按照神所给你的恩赐服事，或许你是一个很外向的人，那就好好的结交朋友。
So let us be examining our lives.
所以我们要内省，反省我们自己。
Do I really have that secret life in Christ?
到底我们跟耶稣之间有没有生命的连结？在隐秘处是否有连结？
Am I really testifying to his salvation?
以至于我能够见证他在我生命当中的救赎。
And going into the depth of his word, his life to me.
所以我能够展现出他话语的丰富与深度。
And what is my part of the body? What is my role in the church? Where am I involved?
在基督的身体里面，我的角色，我的职分是什么？
We want to maintain a healthy diet as a church.
我们希望以整体来看，我们是非常平衡发展的。
Amen. Amen. Let me pray for us.
我们一起来祷告吧。
Father in heaven, thank you that you make it clear.
天上的父神，谢谢你让这件事显明。
You want us to be fruitful.
你希望我们结果百倍。
And Lord, although it's scary to hear of you cutting off that which is unfruitful.
父神，虽然我们听起来你要将那不结果子的都剪去，我们战惊。
Lord, may that just inspire us to draw close to you.
主，但是却让我们有在你里面有更深的盼望。
To believe that you will equip each and every one of us.
相信你会来修剪我们，你会来建造我们。
I pray that each brother and sister here this morning would know that their story, their testimony is powerful.
我向你祷告，每一位得救的弟兄姐妹，你们身上的故事都是有神的大能。
That there are people who will hear them. They won't hear me. They won't hear Minister Naaman. They might hear one of these brothers or sisters.
父神，我向你祷告，有一天他们听到我们个人自己的见证的时候，有人会得救。
Lord, give us wisdom as a church to pay attention to how we're being fruitful.
在教会当中给我们智慧，使我们知道如何结果百倍。
That we will be ready to give an account to you.
我们就随时预备好向你来交账。
That with joy we could say, look at what the Lord God Almighty has done.
然后我们可以很喜乐地说，很喜乐地说，主啊，你在我们的身上彰显了你的力量与全能。
Thank you for your love.
感谢你的爱。
Pray in Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.